just a moment, Jerry will be leading us in prayer, but let me first share with you joys that have been written in our book of celebrations for this Sunday. And while no concerns have been written in the book, I know that we each bring our own with us, so they will be a part of our prayers as we pray in just a moment. But three joys. Sue and John Hendricks celebrated their 33rd wedding anniversary on September 24th. And I know John is here, and Susan, yeah, happy anniversary. And Izzy Carson celebrated her first birthday yesterday. And for the last several weeks, we have been praying for Steve Bossert, who is here among us this morning worshiping, and we are thankful. And Steve, we missed you last week at the picnic, but we sure did feel your presence. And now Jerry will lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for this Sunday. Lord, we come before you first and foremost with hearts of gratitude. You have seen us through another week, and we stand at the threshold of a fresh week, full of new beginnings. Lord, help us start this bright embarking with you. Stir in us a deep desire to come into further relationship with you. Remind us that it is not solely by going to Sunday service that we worship and come before you. It is a daily walk and talk with you in prayer. We know that in our hearts, we have our own thoughts and prayers to bring to you. So we take this time to silently talk to you. Amen.
Each week at this time, we pause in the midst of worship to dedicate the offering that has been brought. We continue to thank you for your generous support of the life and work of St. John's and look forward to doing more good things together for God's sake in the days to come. Let us dedicate today's offering. Generous God, you are indeed the giver and the best gift ever. May we never take this gift for granted. And by the way we live and share what we have, may we reflect your generosity in our lives. We ask you to take these gifts that have been given this day to bless them. Guide us as we seek to use these gifts to accomplish your work. To use these gifts in ways that honor you and touch those who need your love most. In all of our living, in all of our serving, in all of our giving, may our lives look like that of your Son Jesus, who gave freely out of love for each one of us. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Just a reminder, you have time now to go home and get your favorite pet and return in a bit, or hang around and wait for things to begin to happen at 12:15. In the meantime, as you go out into this world, whatever this day may hold, however you may choose to fill it, may you be strengthened by the prayers that we have prayed together. And may prayer be a part of what gives you strength for the week ahead. Go out knowing the power that you have access to. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. And may God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.